H for Hustle Podcast. Welcome back to our Thursday motivation, our Thursday episode. I'm going to give you guys a quick one today. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. So let's get into it. So this is something that's been rattling around in my head, and I just wanted to kind of get it out to you guys. And, you know, hopefully it motivates you. Hopefully it pushes you. And so this kind of came from, this concept came from this guy that I met. His name was Frank Giaro. Frank Giaro is like my Yoda. He's like a person that was in my life for a very short period of time, but he made such an impact on me. Frank was an older gentleman. He was in his 70s. He had made some good decisions and bad decisions in his life, kind of like everybody. But some of those bad decisions had led him to be working in his 70s, and he couldn't retire. And he couldn't retire because he'd made some bad decisions. And, you know, he was just, you know, giving me some of his wisdom as an older guy. And he told me, you know, you got to be thankful for the three U. And I was like, the three me? What is that? The three U's? What does that mean? He's like, there's three U's. And he's like, you got to think about life in this sense. And I was like, okay, so what are the three means? He's like, the past you, the present you, and the future you. He's like, the past you, you can't go back and fix that person. You just got to be grateful for that person, because that person made these decisions while you're the present you now. So he's like, you never could go back and fix anything. So you just got to go back and thank the past you. Just go back in your mind, think, write a gratitude journal or say it to yourself or whatever it is. You know, I'm thankful for the decisions you made. You made with the situation and the circumstances you were under. These are the decisions you made. And I want to thank you, because now you give me the opportunity to be present me. And the present me, your future you is grateful for your present you, right? Your future you is grateful for your present you, because you can't fix the past you, but you could fix the future you. And he was like, you know, the present you right now can make decisions to affect the future you. He's like, the future you doesn't know what's to come, but the present you knows if you do all the right things and you make all the right decisions, your future you is going to reap the benefits of that. So he's like, the past you got you to where you are. The future, the present you is going to get you to where you got to go, and your future you is going to reap the benefits. So I was like, oh, that's super interesting. I like that. I like that a lot. And he was like, just listen to me. You know, he's like, I'm 70 something. At the time, I was like 20 something. He's like, make the right decisions. He's like, make the right decisions now because you can. He's like, so the present you has to look at your current life and say, what do I like? What can I make changes? What do I want to keep the same? Now, if that's you, you know, if that's you, like, oh, I need to lose weight, or I need to make more money, or I need to save money, or I need to invest, or whatever your goals or riches are, you want to start a business, I want to do something, whatever that is, your present you has a chance to help your future you. And you can make some moves towards that, because you can't go back and fix any of the decisions you make, but you can make decisions for your future self, and your future self is going to benefit. So right now, if you're like, I'm 20 pounds overweight or 60 pounds overweight, great. Your present you can change a lot of that for your future you. You can get up right now, go for a walk. Don't even get a gym membership. Go for a 20-minute walk and continue to go on 20-minute walks. Your future you doesn't like the job or the business or the thing you're in, great. The past you can't fix that, but the present you can. So what you do, start making decisions right now that affect your future you. You hate that job? Great. Make steps. Start handing out resumes. Quit that job. Get another job. Get some education. Get some training. Whatever you got to do right now in the present you, do that so that your future you can reap the benefits, right? If you want to start a business, great. Make the steps, write it down. Make the steps towards whatever that is, and your future you is going to reap the benefits. Your present you has a lot of power. Your future you is only going to reap the benefits of your present power, your present person, and your past person can't fix anything. So the three U's are really important, but you can't go back and look at your past you and beat that person up or say you should have did better or blah, blah, blah. Just be grateful for your past you. Go back, thank that person, because without all the decisions that person made, you wouldn't be where you are right now. But right now, you can control. Your present you has control and has potential to change things. So all you have to do is just start making steps to changing things. To start making the steps to start changing things. It doesn't have to be big steps. It just has to be a step. And you just have to keep taking steps over and over and over and over until your future you is going to look back, because the future you is going to be your present you. And then you're going to look back at your past you and be like, man, that guy was a slob. I lost 20 pounds. Wow. I saved all that money. Wow. I started that business. Wow. Because of the decisions you made right now. So there's something that Frank Giaro had bestowed upon me in my age of like 24. And after speaking to him, I made some decisions. I started my next business, my door-to-door sales business, and I moved forward from there. And my future self, when I look back at that conversation with Frank Giaro, was like completely happy because I listened to my present self and made some moves towards that. And I was grateful for my past self that had got me to that current position that I was sitting in front of Frank and having that conversation with. So, you know, Frank Giaro, if he's out there and nobody knows him, I would still love to speak to him. Trust me, I've done Google searches. I haven't been able to find him. But if you know him, I would love to speak with him. But I hope that this three U's gives you some perspective on life and gives you some motivation for this Thursday. And that's all I have for today, guys. Peace. Boom.